think we're a little short on packets, so look on. I'll have to make more. Please look on with your neighbor. And we're putting around a sign-up sheet. You'll get it. So write your name and your cell phone, so you know everyone. And Bez Hashem, this year we'll meet from 11 to 12, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, except for Yontif. And the topic that we're going to be doing is so we have to make more tzedaka and Maaseh Ksavim, which is a very interesting topic. We're going to start with Maaseh Ksavim and work back, our way back to tzedaka, and it's a fascinating topic. Maaseh Ksavim. It's the type of thing that people always ask about and talk about, but know nothing about. You know, and that's in general, you know, the way halacha works. People know, you know, certain things about halacha, and then they talk about it and speak about it, but really don't know anything about it. So we have to, unless you actually sit and learn it. So that's what we're going to try to do this June's month. And we usually go till the end of June, and we'd love to have you as long as you could stay. You know, people start going away for the summer or whatever, but okay, whatever it is. We always start with a nigga, and then we go right into the learning. Okay. Tells us in Parshas Re'eh, Perek Yudalad, Pasuk of Beis, Aser to Aser is kol tuvah zarecha, hayotze hasoda shana shana. That one should take maisers from the produce of the field. And And Rashi says on the next pasuk, "Chaltof le'Hashem Elokecha zeh ma'aser sheni." So this is, we have concept of ma'aser from produce. You know, whereas from things that grow from, that grow from the ground. We have ma'aser sheni, ma'aser ani, ma'aser rishon. But we never find in the Chumash a concept of you earn money and you have to give Maaser Ksofim from earnings. That's not in, we never have a pasuk about that. So where does that whole thing come about? So if we'll take a look in Tosis and Tainus on page 2 on Holoka, we'll have to make more of it. Tosis and Tainus on Tesamar Aleph on page 2, he quotes a Sifrei, and we have to see, does this Sifrei really exist in the Sifrei? But Tosis quotes a Sifrei. He says like this: Aser to Aser, Hachi Isib Sefrei, Aser to Aser is called Tuvaz Zarecha, Ayote Asoda, Shona Shona. Ewe El Tuvaz Zarecha, Shechaye Vimaiser. So I only see in the Chumash that produce, you have to, thing that grows from the ground, you have to be Maiser. But Ribis U Prakmatia, Ribis, I assume, means Ribis from a Goy, I assume, means that you earn money from Ribis from a guy, say, or pragmatia, a business deal, and you got money. V'chol shar revochim. And any other type of revach, of income, that you got, minayin, talmuloma es kol. So it's a riboy. Es kol. Talmatzani maybe es tuvoscha. What's called to Voscha? I call the rabbis rivers of Prahmati and called over Shemar Vihpo. Fakanami Ikaba Hagada. Hagada means Agada, means a medrash. He quotes Ayin, and he quotes, he tells him where to look. And we'll Ben Zashem see this in the future. Hayotze hasod shana b'shana kolomar im lo ta'ase sodcha kahogen lo yelucha elayotze min hasod kolomar lo yase sodcha kefi masu shahayu kodum lachem. Then hayotze min hasod kolomar lasha yisur rogi lehotzi lemaisim min hasod. In other words, if you're not gonna give this maiser, so then your field will only produce a tenth of what it was producing from before. Hayotze asod shadam shalom im lo tase sadcha kahogen lo yelcha el yotze ben asod kahogen yase asod. So this is talking about produce. El kafi ma'isa shayi kodum lachem. Dahayno yotze min asoda. Kolomer masha yisa rogi lahotzi lemaisa min asoda. It was whatever you used to give when you were observant, and you gave ma'isa. So it's gonna. So and now you're not giving. So you know, only your field is gonna produce much less than it was in the past. He had a man who was an Ashir, and so his field produced 1,000 kor, certain measurement. So So he would give Meiser a tenth of the thousand, so he'd give 100 kurim his whole life. Shechola lamus kara lebno v'amel lebni dasha soda zoshani morish lecha osa kol shana v'shana elf kurim. You should know that the field that you're going to inherit from me produces 1,000 kurim a year. Hizash at hafresh kuf kurim. So make sure you take meiser kasher asisi like I did. Umeso sohish. So then the fellow died. Amen abem komo. And the son took over. So it produced the same thing. Period. So he did what his father did. But Bashana Shnia Nistakel Vraben Shamaiser Yadova Godol. The second year he said, you know, it's a little bit much for me to be mafrish 100 kurim. Famashal Yafish Lashana Acheres. He said, this year I'm not going to be mafresh. It's too much. Nismait hasodav lo osaki meyakurim. So then, the whole field that year only produced 100 kurim. In other words, whatever he was supposed to do, so that's what the Chazal say. If you don't meiser, so if you meiser, you're allowed, you keep 90% and you give 10%. But if you don't give that 10%, then the whole field will only become the 10%. Lozim chimon meyakurim nistar lo v'shamer kuro v'shakach miyei v'lo hifrish meiser ba'u kulam etzlo mulboshim levadim v'smeichim omar lehem kemduma li sh'atem smeichim v'kalkolik. So everyone saw what happened. They got dressed up in fancy clothing. They went to him. He said, why are you coming to me in fancy clothing? Were you happy that I messed up? That, you know? We're upset. He said like this. When you got the field, you're the balabais, and Kadosh Baruch Hu is the kohen. So you're the maaser chelko. So you're the balabais, and you give meiser, you give the Hakadosh Baruch Hu is the recipient of the meiser. Vitei lanim. Achshav shelo hifrashta chelko. Hakadosh Baruch Hu balabais vatakoin. So now Hakadosh Baruch Hu becomes the balabais, so he gets the 90, and you the 900, whatever, and you get the meiser. So if you're not mafish kahogen, you'll only get, the whole field will only produce the 10%. So you only get the 10. And then he says, who's the Yotze Masada, Chazal say? Esav. Esav HaRosh HaKlomer, Sheikhil HaHov Nekachov. In other words, so if you don't Asit HaAsit, but not Yotze HaSada will get it. the Goyim will steal it from you. So that's the, okay, so it's a beautiful Chazal, beautiful thing, but the thing that Dogel in Yaneinu is that the source, the way Tosis is learning, that there's a Makor, that besides, in other words, Mehechi Tesi, that anything besides produce has to, you have to be Mafrish, so this is the source. This Sifrei, again, to widen the Xerox to Sifrei, you know, I never Xerox just secondary sources, you know that. But so I looked for the Sifrei, and I didn't see it. So we have to. So the whole Mokar is the Sifrei. So you got to find it, or where it is. So when I was making this packet, I took out a Sifrei, and I looked, not there. Okay, so, but old Chazal Moed, I have, you know, so we'll see, but we have to trust Tosis, so that, you know, that's what they say from Rav Leizer Silva, never trust Tosis. I think Rav Plachman said that over from Rav Leizer Silva. You're never supposed to trust Tosis. You always have to look up everything Tosis, but never trust Tosis. That's Rav Leizer Silva. Rav Leizer Silva, you heard of Rav Leizer Silva? Rav Leizer Silva was a gadol in, where did he live? Cincinnati. And Rakefa wrote a good book on him, so you should read it, called The Silva Era. Recommended reading. Or I should say mandatory reading. So you should get yourself a copy of the book. Silva Era. It has good pictures also. Excellent pictures. Excellent pictures. Okay. So that's the beginning. So let's see more of, now one could say that this Sifrei or wherever that is an Asmachta. You could say that, or you could say a Drasha Gemura. But if it's a Drasha Gemura, then it'll come out that the idea of giving Maisik Sofim is a Dindaraisa. Because Kol, Zarecha, Larabos, Ribis, Pragmatia, and all these Rivachim. So take a look now at the Or Zarua, who's one of the Rishonim. So he quotes the Gemara in Tainis. This Gemara of Tainis, of course, is on the famous Gemara Aser Ta Aser 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 Bishvil Shetis Asher. He used to be what's his name? He was the president of Cambria, Hachstein, Mr. Hachstein, Mr. Bernard Hachstein, was the president of Cambria for many years. So when there was a Cambria dinner, so he would speak for forever, and he would speak about the union of giving Meister. Of course, I guess the idea was to give Meister to Cambria. Okay. So take a look in the Or Zarua here on page 3 on the bottom. So he quotes the Gemara, I said, B'shir, the whole Gemara, then the bottom paragraph. L'manu shemitzvah l'odom l'aseh es mamono v'chol ma shemarbe b'maisos marbe v'osher. Marbe v'tztok yosem in a maisos harei v'shubach v'vad shal yivazez yosem v'chomesh. Okay, he's a peritonara for this part. Okay. So he says that it's a mitzvah l'odom l'aseh es mamono. So he also mentions the idea of to be Meiser Mamono. Is it a real Chiyuv? Is it a real? He uses the Lashon Mitzvah L'Adam Maaser Mamono. What? It's a mitzvah, so that's mashal akechiv, right? And then he speaks about bevazel yosef mechomish. That was my bar mitzvah speech. My bar mitzvah Shabbos Chanukah. My bar mitzvah speech was about this, Mr. Cooper. Is what? Yeah, how come they have to give everything to get Neiros Chanukah? But what about Hamavaz Bazal Yivaz VeYosef Chomish? Mr. Isaac Cooper, he wrote the speech, but that was the topic. Okay, so we have a source here in the Sifrei. We see the Or Zarua, and now let's look in the Torah. He's getting it, he doesn't quote the Sifrei. The Or Zarua quotes Aser Bishvil Shetis Asher. Okay, he quotes the Gemara in Tainus. He doesn't quote any sephrase or anything like that. But he's assuming Asher Mishel Misfil Shetis Asher is going on all your prophet. And he's saying it's a mitzvah. Then let's look at the tour on page 5. He says, Meiser Oni. So Meiser Oni is what in is well is where Meiser Sheni is 1, 2, 4 is Meiser Sheni, and Meiser Oni is 3 and 6. So Meiser Oni ain't pouring boas on milva, velo mashalmim boas on tagmulim, velo podim boas on shvuyim, velo osim boas on shvirus, ain't osim boas on menu tzlach, mashalmim boas on dover shal gmilas chasodim. Okay, so this is a discussion, what you do with Meiser Oni. Okay, we'll have to see. But if you look at the Beis Yosef, look at the Bach on page on the left side, page 6. So he says. So he gives you certain things. What are you allowed to spend Meiser Oni on? What you're not allowed to spend. But he says, Miu, look in the arrow on the left side. Ein ze ela b'Meiser Oni b'zera arts. He mitzvahs essay min haTorah. Aval masha odem Meiser b'masha marviach b'masel matan k'chsovim shar vachim. Einu b'chol ze v'yochol litein mimenu l'tzdaka u'l'pidyon shvuyim shrei einu chayavah lo min haTorah v'lo midrabanim. So the Bach says this idea that that by Meiser Oni, they have specific things what you're allowed to use it for. You know, presumably for the Onim, but not for other things. But that's only what by Meiser Oni. But the concept from that's from produce. Of a masha other maaser mimasha marviach b'masa matan, ain't b'chalzev yochel nitem mimenu l'tzdakul pidyon shvuyim. In other words, you can give for other things other than aniyim. You can give for other tzdakas for pidyon shvuyim, which he's saying that you wouldn't necessarily be able to do for maaser ani, because maaser ani say you give for the ani, and Pidyon Shavuyim is a nice mitzvah, and it's important, but who says you could use Meiser Oni for that? So he says that you shouldn't use Meiser Oni for that. But Meiser Ksofim, he says, you can give to other tzedakas and Pidyon Shavuyim, and then he writes his famous line, Shrei Einu Chayev Bo Lo Min HaTorah V'Lo Midrabanan, that there's no chiv of Meiser Ksofim. So it's a nice thing. It's a Rav Shachter would call a midas chasidus or something like that, but it's not a chiyuv. So since it's not a chiyuv, so then the scope of what you could use it for is greater than Meiser Oni. What does it mean? So what does it mean, staka? When the tour says that you can't give it for tzedakah, isn't tzedakah for aniyim? What does it mean you can't give tzedakah? I thought tzedakah is aniyim. So the Beis Yosef says no. What it means is like this: Einos nimenu tzedakah means you want to give some anani, so you give Meiser Oni. Tzedakah means hayu lo mashin pasku alav bnei ha'ir tzedakah lo yitem lehem Meiser Oni shenimtza porei chovo b'Meiser Oni. In other words, a community has communal needs of the community. You know, they have to you know, like we have, I pay the tuition to the yeshiva, so they have the building fund and the this fund. You know, it's interesting. They don't just say tuition. There's the tuition, and then there's the building fund, and then there's the, this fund and that fund. And they don't just say, well, I asked my wife, why don't you just say one thing? No, but it's, so they make a chiyuv on in the community of the different things to help for the shul, for the help of the mikveh, for the help for the this and that. So those are chiyuvim that if you're part of a community, you're obligated in those chiyuvim. So then you shouldn't use meiser ani, because that's that's like a tax. So you're using meiser ani to pay the tax. You want to give tzedakah, your own tzedakah, you want to give, and money comes to you, so that's your own, you know, that's not part of a tax that was put on you, then you can give your Maaser Ani. And so Maaser Ani is, you know, you can, is more narrow. So certain things you could use, certain things you can't use. We'll see more about it. But he says that a pidyon shvuyim, even though it's a mitzvah, pidyon shvuyim, but you can't use ma'aser ani money for that. But ma'aser ksofim, so the Bach shita is that ma'aser ksofim, the way Rav Shechta is quoted, is a midas chasidus. It's a midas chasidus. It's not a full obligation like other things are. Ma'aser ani, of course, is a real chiv. Now let's take a look at Shulchan Aruch here on page 7. It says the Ramon, Shin Lamed Aleph, page 7, Harav HaMechaber has a hishmit kol dinei ma'aser ani shekos avator sheyesh lomar behem harbe b'dinei tzedaka hanogim ha'edna v'efshar shesomach lomar b'dinei tzedaka shesomach b'dinei tzedaka. The Shulchan Aruch, the Torah left out all the dinim of ma'aser ani, because he was relying on what he wrote in Hilchas Taka, etc. So the Taz says, "Hibridina Taka Nira the Yesh Lidmos Meiser Shemafrishin Men Harevach Mavul Ladin Meiser Ani Shal Tvuho Paris." He said that we should equate the halachas of Meiser Ani to the halachas of Meiser Ksofim. Umori v'chami, that's the Bach.
Sorry to interrupt. Just have your students not hang out right near the piano and take liquids off the wood. Thank you very much.
Okay. Umori v'chami is al-kosev shal Meiser shal momen shal lonu ein bo chiv lo min ha-Torah v'lo min rabbanon.
So that's what the Bach says. The Bach says it's not a chiv at all. So the Taz is his son-in-law, right? It's called the Morib Chami. So right, the Taz doesn't, he sometimes argues with his father-in-law. Right? So he says, V'tamati sh'rei reisim achreim mishmum tez v'huar sh'chiv gomorhu, k'mo sh'kosu kol apotskim. So he disagrees. He thinks it's a chiyuv gomer. He says it's a chiyuv gomer. So what have we seen so far? We have someone in the Sifrei that could potentially be a din d'oraisa cult, and we saw the Bach says it's not a chiyuv at all. It's not a chiyuv d'oraisa. It's not a chiyuv d'rabbanan. It's like Rav Shach said, midas chasidus, and the Taz says it is some type of chiyuv. And he says to look in Hilchas Tzedaka. So let's look in Hilchas Tzedaka on page 8. So the first part of Hilchas Tzedaka is, we're not going to get into this, we're going to leave Hilchas Tzedaka for later. But in the Ramah, in the end of the Ramah here,
where you see that Os Gimel in the Ramah. So he says, "Ve'ein la'asos mimaisa shelo dover dvar mitzvah." We could go nearest the Beis Hakneses or Shard dvar mitzvah, rak yidnenu la'aniyim.
So he quotes the Mariel that the question is, what do you do with Maisik Kesafim? So the Mariel says, you can't just use it. The shul needs money for the candles or whatever. He says, no, you have to give it dafka to the aniyim. Dafka to the aniyim. As opposed to other tzorach mitzvah. Now we saw in the Bach that said differently, right? We saw that the Bach said you don't have to be so rigid when it comes to Meiser Kesafim because it's not a chiyuv. But that's what perhaps what he's saying in the Taz that it is a chiyuv, and not only is a chiyuv, therefore the chiyuv is dafka faniyim, and not for. Not for other things. Right. So basically, he's saying that we'll see. Someone will learn that Maisik Kesafim is like a offshoot of Maiser Ani. Maybe Midrabanan, maybe Midaraisa, but some type of offshoot of Maaser Ani, and therefore.
How do we define an Ani? Because like a yeshiva who's going broke be an Ani.
Oh, right. So that's what we're gonna. Right. So that's what we're gonna have to learn.
But that's communal needs.
Yeah. What's called an Ani? What's called communal needs? So right. You're right. That has to be dealt with.
Does anyone say that Maaser Ani should only be?
Right, so they talk about that. So when they're discussing, you know, is it really Maaser Ani? So it's pointed out in the Achronim that but no one's going to say it's only 3 and 6. Shana. Right, so Maisik Safim may, you know, is what, you know, but, yeah. If you look in the Shud of Rabbatzal of Ronchberg, so, he has a tshuva here, if somebody inherits Svarim, Svarim Shabol will be Rusha. So is there a Chiev? You know, you can get extra, you know, Svarim could be worth a lot of money. So is there a din of Maisik Kesafim on Svarim that you got be Rusha? What? Stami Rusha. Okay, yeah. But he speaks significantly about Svarim. We'll see that. So he writes on page 11, Achari Yin Kal Reisi Deinkam Beis Mechush, the Anias Daiti, Ein Besorim Shumchi of Maisa Kol Iker, the Ein Rosh Lomokum Kim Lumo Toro Lisa Isha. He says that Svarim is not like you're getting a free gift, right? You get Svarim, you're supposed to keep your Svarim. But if I get some type of monetary thing, it's mine, I can do whatever I want with it. So then it's fully mine, then I have to give, somebody gives me a matana, he gives me some money, so I do whatever I want, so then there's a din meiser. But maybe if you get Svarim, it's not like it's, so to speak, fully yours to just do whatever you want. Haraya, you can only... sell it for, you know, if you need money for learning Torah or marrying off your kids or whatever, or something like marrying off yourself or something like that. Right, so that's going to be a separate pack. Whether taking meiser is only when you get somebody gives you cash. What if somebody doesn't give you cash? They give you a present. That's what Rabbi Moshe Shapiro said to me from the library. He wanted to say a new pshat in Sone Matonas Yichya, because if you hold, you have to give meiser on the matana that you got. So you weren't planning to get this matana, but now you're going to have to pay a meiser for something you wouldn't even want. So Sone Matonas Yichya, because he said that pshat to me. So there's a machlokis haposkim whether it's only on liquid, or it's even on the assets. We could talk about what Baruch Hashem, you should all have the shayla soon. You get married, you get chasana gifts, so you have to give meiser on that. It's an interesting shayla. Prabhupada is of the opinion that you don't, because he feels that when they give you a gift, when you go to their simcha, you'll have to reciprocate. So then it's like, so it's not like it's a full gift, because, you know, you're expected to reciprocate to them. So it's.
But any other time you hold, let's say it's not reciprocating,
you win something. Or you win the lottery.
You win.
My kids said that they put themselves in some lottery. They're going to win the trip to Eretz Yisrael, and they're going to win. Yeah, I remember the first time when my parents won a raffle in the shul. They won a raffle. I remember they had parent teacher conferences for me that night, so they weren't able to go to the raffle. And when they came home, there was a message on the scene. They won the raffle. And then a couple of days later, I think the rabbi of the shul explained that it's customary that you give that you give some money back to the shul.
Raffles are for charity. If you're giving money to win more, you do more.
Yeah. Okay. So Maram Ranchberg on page 11 says he thinks that by svarim there's no chiyuv ma'aser. That in Rosh Hashanah l'malchum chiyuv l'mo Torah l'isa yisha. And he says, according to the Bach, ain't loikim ratorah v'aflo midrabanan. V'af shataz sham cholak al Bach mikol mokam modesh ain't loikim ratorah mikol shekem svarim de'ain lo shum hanam mehem zula salimun. After the Moshe lehekte shapotem in a ma'ase. So that's his discussion, and I'll give him the discussion. So he says, first of all, it's not really your full thing. And anyway, it's a question whether even there's a chiyuv whatsoever. So, and that makes it even better. Okay. So that's that machlokas. So far we've seen a possibility that it's a daraisa from the sifrei. We saw a possibility that it's the rabbanon, how he explains the taz, and the possibility that it's a midas chasidus from the Bach. And that's what Rav Shech always points out. There are three shitas about what is the toikah for Maeserani. Is it a Midas Hasidus, like the Bach? Is it a Maeser Sofer? And then the question is, or it's a Chiyuv Daraisa, like maybe the simple reading of the Sifrei, or it's only the Rabbanan, like he explains here, the Pshat and the Taz. Okay. And then let's take a look in the Tshuvas of the Maram of Rutenberg. On page, this is the new printing. The new printing of the Tshuvas of the Maram of Rutenberg. Rabbeinu Meir Berev Baruch. So you see that Meir is a name and Baruch is a name. So he says, on page 17, most ma'aser yirach rei shechziku l'titam l'aniim ein l'shanosim l'mitzvah cheres. Whereas if you normally were giving your ma'aser k'safim to aniim, then you shouldn't change to another mitzvah. The nirki goes al aniim. Well, we saw that the Ramah quoted the Mariel that you're supposed to give it to aniim. So he writes, Beferish, Maram Rutenberg, that the whole thing is a minhag. That's only a minhag. But a kaimel on dvarim ha mutar v'chem nogim emlisi, ratara shal atir lifneim, shemol yochel dvaro. So in other words, if you have a minhag, so you have to keep, you follow that minhag that you keep. And we say that a minig is like a Shekhar said, points out in the Gemara Nedarim, it's like a neder midrabanan, because you didn't articulate that you're going to do it, but this is what you've been doing. So he says, now he's not saying necessarily this particular person, he's saying in general, people giving maaser to aniim, so therefore a person can't say, now I want to give it for other mitzvahs. I want to give it for other mitzvahs. Because, well? In other words, right, so the question is he saying, I think he's saying that in general, the oilam, not about any specific person, usually gives it to the ani, so therefore that's the minhag. The communal minhag. Is the, and therefore you should continue. And he says it's a minhag, and the minhag is mitam neder midrabanan. So he says lo domil had the reish per kama de erchin Yisrael shen esnadir near menorah lebeis hakneses. If a person is esnadir menorah lebeis hakneses. So butter l'shanosu l'mitzvah cheres. Maybe he could give it someplace else. The shani hasam didi vidi mitzvah gavoa. Okay, but aval it says aval most ma'isik sofim kvar zochu behem aniim al yidei minhag. Shekach nagu kol hagola. Ein l'shanos me'aniim l'mitzvah cheres she'ein l'aniim tzorach behem. So there's so many different mitzvahs out there. You know, somebody asked me, could they? They want to make Sheva Brachas for somebody. So could they use my six sofim? So according to this, no, it's dafka for, it's, in other words, it's a minig, and the minig is for aniim. And that we saw in the Maril. Again, we're not finished, you know, this is, we're just getting our feet wet here. So you don't come to any conclusions based on one shear here.
Would we say that this level of Rothenberg is the same as the Taz, or would we say have a fourth category?
Well, minhag is mitam neder midrabanan. So, he's asking, well, he's saying, is it a takana derabanan, or is it a minhag? So, the difference is, if it's a takana derabanan, so then you always have to do it. If it's a minhag, so then certain times when you can't do it, you can break a minhag. Right, we said that the halacha is that if you do a good thing and say today I can't do that good thing, so do you need hataras nedarim? Do you need so the Buddha says if it's only bakrai ba'alma you don't have to do your minhag, but minhag they would probably be more leeway in certain situations.
Everything is like a communal, like let's say that
individual didn't necessarily give this stuff,
right?
They keep down, but it's not making it sound like it's a general communal. Right, right. Yeah, that's what he's saying. Right, that's what he's saying. That's a communal. So let's look now on the Orach Mishor in the bottom on page 14 and 15 now. I am a Chuvas Maram in Rutenberg, the Vus Prague. You see, the key with Chuvas Maram Rutenberg is the different defusim, and you have to know where to look. But now they made this beautiful set, Mamish, the Gewaldige set. They put all the defusim together, one beautiful set of Machon Yerushalayim.
Pictures.
What? Pictures don't exist. I am Chuvas Maram Rutenberg, the Vus Prague. The Machon Nosni Maisik Sofim, Eno Elaminik. Nearly the Ainu Ratsaloma Maisagufe and Lomina Torah Lobi Drabona Alminag the Vade Lonami Mana Sifre. What do you mean it's a minute? What about the Sifrei? What about the Sifrei? That's Mashmur that it's a real chi, move of Matosis. The Luman Maisak Sovim Mesa called to Watskov. Okay, Mashmur Simon Shema Yushalmi, the Chi of Gomerhu. Ella Rasaloman Ashanosi Maisak Sovim Laniim, the Ainu Ella Minator Lobi Drabona. He says no. In other words, so he wants to say, we are really sure that Maisik Sovim maybe is a chova. It's a chova. Yeah. But the, what do you mean, Einu Elaminig? The concept of giving it to the Aniyim, in other words, Maisik Sovim really you can give to any mitzvah, do for any mitzvah, and fulfill the rice of the Rabbanim. But then it became a minig, dafta to give it for the Aniyim. That's what he's saying. So he's saying that, in other words, therefore he's saying that this Maram at Rutenberg isn't necessarily working with the Taz, or as opposed to the Bach, or as opposed to the Sifrei, or whatever that. It's just the Chiyuv is there, at the Reis of the Rabban, and then there's a minute how to fulfill the Chiyuv. Then we have the Gemara in Kedushin, here on page 19, Lamed Aleph from the base. Ibayilhu Mishel Mi. In other words, Kibbut Av Aim. Who has to pay the expense for Kibbut Av Aim? Because your parent wants you to do something, but at whose expense? So that's a question of the Gemara. Mishal Mi. Rav Yehuda Omar Mishal Ben, Rav Nosson Omar Mishal Av. And we pass to Mishal Av. So then the Gemara says, Tashma, first word was Labitul Malach. Tashma, Beza Achim Shnei Shutfim, Ha'avu Benov, Rav Talmido. Podim Zelazeh. Meiser Sheni, Machilin Zelazer Meiser Oni. So Rashi says, if Machilin Zelazer, if Yeshu Leben Meiser Oni, Machalak Aniim, Machil Lovi, and his father is an Oni, he gives his father. He can give his father the Meiser Oni. So the question is, the Amrit Mishal Ben, but if the Chiyuv is Mishal Ben of Kibbut Av Aim, right? So then the Ben has a Chiyuv to spend his mother for his father, so how could he use Maaser Ani? It means he's fulfilling his whole Chiyuv of Kibbut Av Aim with Maaser Ani, and I'm allowed to do that. Maaser Ani has to be in the scene, and not that you're Yotze, your Chiyuv. Then to Zeporech Ovo Mishal Aniim. So the Gemara says, "Lo tzricha lehadafa." So it means like this: in other words, you have to give your father, if he's an ani, regular food, middle class. But if your father needs more than what the average person. You know, we know there's a concept of day machsoro. He used to eat something more. So then that extra lahadafa, that's not the chiv of kibur aveim. Because the kibur aveim is just to give him normal. But yet, midin staka, then he wants more, because maybe that was what he was used to. That you can give from Maaser Adi. So you can use that. You can give that to your father, the hadafa.
Even though he wasn't in the class anymore,
right. So you're giving him what he wants. What maybe what he was used to, or something like that. Yeah, this is all the Tzad Mishal Bet. Right. If you hold what we hold, Mishal Av, then not. Yehochi hainu de katani Allah amar Yehud de tavo me'era l'misha machel as ovim ma'isesh oni. In other words, person is it's a curse if he gives his father ma'isa oni, because that's a chiv. But if it's la'adofa, so what's the problem? If you hochi zil be milsa, it's still a zilzol to the Meiser Ani, that he's giving it to his father. Give me one second. So if you take a look in the Drisha, he says also litein masrosav la'aviv afilu hadafa. He says even though it's not a chiyav, but it's still not right to use the meiser on the, even though it's not a total chiyav, the hadafa, but it's still not right. Zil v'yom milsa. But he says, Maram Rubin says, Ha'idna de ma'isik sofim midrabanan. But he says, today we don't give ma'isirani, we give ma'isik sofim. So that's not a real chiv. So the mela, that maybe you could give to your father, if he's an oni. See, when it was a Meiser Oni, that's a real Chiev, so you shouldn't be using your Chiev for your father, which you have to do anyway, else keep it aveim. And even for Hadafa, it's Zil Bei Milsa. But today, we're not doing Meiser Oni, which is a real Chiev. We're doing something that's a quasi Chiev, so Mamela, that's not considered a Chisorim. Because it's only a chiv midrabanan, so then you could give the hadafa to your father. Yeah, the Maram says, yeah. So let's go back to the Maram. Yeah, it's the next piece in Aram. We never read the next piece inside. So let's look at page 17. Because we did Ayin Dal. Let's do Ayin Hay. L'fazer masros l'bonav ha'gdolim she'enu chayi l'tobo lehem imhem shrochim mutar. Because we're going to talk about to support your kids. When is it a chiv to support your kids, and when is it no longer a chiv? And the nafkamina is whether you can use meiser money for your kids' tuition, or for your kids' thing like that. So he says that to the father masros of the one of Agdolim she'enu chayiv l'tapel b'hem him srichim mutar, because it's not a chiv. In other words, the general klal is meiser oni you can't use to fulfill a real chiv. Just that's why you can't use it for opinion, right? The feel oviv mutar lo says im adihu. Right, you can give your meister ani to your father if he's an ani. El amru tava meira el mitchachal ani mishum kavod aviv. Aval abanam mutar b'mokam shein b'ir takan alot aseis lakit shol staka. So as long as there's no chiyuv. So you're saying is so the Ramos is using the lashon. The ma'isik safim do the rabbana. So you're saying that, but he really says it's a. So you could say that like some said that minig and the rabbana are together because the minig is binding with the rabbana. But the point that he's saying is the drisha here is from the Maram Rutenberg is that ma'isik safim you could give to your father even. Because it's not a full chiyuv. So whatever it's a full chiyuv, so if you're giving him, and you hold menab shel ben, so if you're giving him the actual chiyuv, then you can't do that. But even if you give him the hadafah, which is not the actual chiyuv of kibbutz av, it's still zil b'mosa.
If
you
hold mishal av, what's the problem?
Yeah, right. If you hold mishal av. If
you hold, then why is it also the mishal av? It should be most of you to the yikr?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I don't know how the Maram Rutenberg passed him. You know, just because we doesn't mean he. And then the last thing I want to show you today is the Maril. The truth is Maril. And this, you know, I collect for Matanis Lavionim. I think that was in the spiel this year. Let's see, you have to see it. So people want to know, could they use Meiser money for Matanis Lavionim? So we'll see. So generally we assume you can't, because Matanis Lavionim is a chova, and therefore you're not supposed to. If Meiser Sofim is a Chiyuv, then you're not supposed to be Parei your Yechovos from, just like my Meiser Ani. You don't use those for Chiyuvim, you just give it for Tzlacha. As opposed to, like, as Rabbi pointed out that Mos Chitim is not a Chiyuv. But Mos Chitim is a Minag. So then that's more Chal, as Rabbi pointed out, to give even for Mos Chitim. It's amazing, you know, since it's a chiyuv, you know, people like to fulfill their chiyuvim. So my experience of collecting is, you know, Matanos Lavionim is, I mean, we do well for Pesach also, but you would think Pesach, they should have, I thought Chazal should have made the chiyuv on Mos Chitim, they should have made the chiyuv, because that's what people really need the money. Matanos Lavionim, yeah, okay, but in the end it all works out. So he says, so that's what Ravadi thought, you could be mekel on most chitim to give with ma'aser money, but not matanos lavion. So Maril says, im adam yotzei mitzvah matanos lavion, but mashe nosim lehem most shal ma'aser, mi amin akeven, ta ma'aser b'lov hafi shaykh lehem lo yotza, ta nosim lehem mishal lehem, odol ma'ikir hatakana kedei lo samcham, kein yotzei lanim, ki einam makpirim nosim lehem ma'aser lav. Now, do we say that the Meiser Ani really belongs to them? So you're giving them what really belongs to them. Right? So maybe you shouldn't do that. So that's what he writes. Matonus Lavionim, second arrow. Ani has daiti noted the lonofik b'mos Meiser. Came into takanta drabonani. Havidov shebechova. With him to zeporeachova b'man Meiso. Rainbow elatovas hana. And then he says, Ravogav, next paragraph, the Rabbanu Basrai, Ari Appenheim, Shari, Achil, Oviv, Bisman, Hazet. Hasam, Hainu, Taimed, the Lokap, Tirin, Al, Tuso, because today, you can give your father, because it's not really giving the Meiser Ani. Rabbanu, Ganai, Venkan, Chovel, Shila, Oviv, Zonus, Vayila, Avahach, the Iker, Takan, Vayuva, Havalere, Rami, Lo, Nofik, Elamid, LBD day. But today, there's a real chiyuv of Matanis Lavionim, so then you have to give your own money. meaning Maiser money not, because you can't be Poreh your Chov with Maiser money. Ramadakli Lachas al Shalom, Yaholi Tein Mishalom, Shtei Prutos, Olis Mohamo, Afusi Minam Maiser. Yeah, what does that mean? Ramadaktek Nechas al Takanos al Shalom, Yaholi Tein Mishalom, Shtei Prutos, Olis Mohamos Purim, Afusi Luhu Minam Maiser. In other words, you can give the, in other words, the Ritva says, how much do you give for Matan Savyona, the Pruta? So really you only have to give Shnei Prutas. It's hard to believe that Shaykh Bezman Hazeh, that you're going to give Shnei Prutas, you know, that's, you know.
McDavid's
what?
Because McDavid's quote.
Yeah. You know, you give Shnei Prutas, and then anything more you can give from Meister, because that's not a Chiv. The Ritva says you give a pruta. The question is whether in Bizman Hazeh that a pruta can't get you anything. I remember my grandparents, they had my mother always tells me, she growing up, her parents had a fast food store in the city. For a nickel, you got a franc and a free drink. For a nickel. Okay, that's not happening anymore. But in other words, but if you want to give
more than that,
then you could give more than that from. To give there's a concept of most Purim. Yeah. Yeah, and if you want to give more, you can give, because that's not a chova. If you want to give more money in Purim, so then you can give that from the mice.
Anything above the basic
chiv? Above the basic chiv, you can give them the rest.
No, that money is like a little more from Purim. For what? For mice?
No, to give them more. You want to give most Purim, lafushi luhu, and to give them more, you want to give more money out of Purim, besides the matan sofiyot. Right. So that you can give minha advice.
But by the obvious scenario, is saying not just the extra fancy food, even the regular.
Yeah.
Before we saw it was only the additional.
Yeah. Okay. So let me just let's review what we said today. So we saw today the basic three, as we first about, the basic three sheets. We saw the sifrei, the mocker of the sifrei. We saw that the Taz says it's a chiv. The sifrei maybe is a chiv. The rice of the Taz. The Bach says no chiyuv whatsoever. And then we saw that the Mariel says you should dafka give it vaniyim. And we saw the Maram Rutenberg says the minug to give it vaniyim. And once it's a minug, then you have to dafka give it vaniyim. And we saw the Aruch Mishor says that doesn't mean that the whole thing is a minug. It could be the chiyuv is a chiyuv d'oraisa or d'rabbanan or whatever. But how to fulfill that chiyuv is a minug. And then we saw the idea of not being able to be yotze, that Meiser Ksafim, Meiser Oni, for sure has to be with something that you don't have a chiyuv to do. Right? You don't have a chiyuv to do. So then you can give, because you can't, something is a chova, you can't use it to fulfill your chiyuv. Your chiyuv has to come from your thing. And then Meiser Ksafim became similar to that idea, since, you know, it's also a type of chiyuv, and therefore the Maril says Dafki shouldn't use Matanis Lavyonim for that chiv, and you should do it from other funds, your own funds. But if you want to give extra to make it nicer, then you can do that. Okay. Baruch Hashem, it's nice to see you. I'd like to try to get. I apologize that not everyone got a packet. We'll try to make more packets for the future. And where's the sign-up sheet? And Rabosai, another thing. One second before you leave. And I'll probably be short of this as well. You know, there's a big, you saw the packets. That packets can make major messes in the base measures. So I do a toiva to everyone. I got you these yellow envelopes. Put your packets in the yellow envelopes so we don't have a mess here. Here, who wants this packet? Who didn't get a packet? Who didn't? Man, good. And...